The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
My name is Elbert Lewis Jr.
And I'm Alan McIntyre. And together we welcome you back to our show, Black on Black Commentary. And the intended audience for our show is the black community, yet others are encouraged and welcome to tune in. Each and every one of us has a unique bias when it comes to change or certain subjects. And I should warn you that the content of our program episodes is probably unlike anything you've heard coming out of the black community.
Again, I'd like to welcome you back and encourage you to keep an open mind and think for yourself. If you're not African American, we hope you'll listen in to our show as well. Our program is intended to educate our listeners and provoke serious thought. Each of our episodes will deal with a different topic of importance. Are you ready for some open and honest black-on-black commentary? Great, because it's time we talked. Is America at a crossroads? And I've come to the conclusion that the major political parties have basically failed America and the American people. As I stand back and look at them, you have the progressive and the liberals basically steering the country towards a socialistic society. And on the other side, you have the industrial corporate elites basically steering the country to a corporate state where the society would be fractionalized to include the rich, the highly rich, and the peasants, for lack of a better term. And the middle class squeezed to basically support both. I like to approach it first to state my case for the corporate state. If you look at, and Bernie Sanders made a really good point about this, how wealth is being concentrated in the 1 or 2% of the country. And you, on the other end, you have the social services trying like heck to give non-productive people an equal quality of life that working people have. And then you have the middle class squeeze, because that's where the money's coming from.
Let me say this. I find it very interesting that Bernie Sanders and people like him love to get up and talk about corporate welfare. And corporate welfare does exist, and if I'm not mistaken, it usually exists in the form of tax abatements and things like that.
Right.
But on the opposite end of the spectrum, it's a straight-up giveaway.
Absolutely.
They're giving out cash. They're giving out vouchers. They're giving out, housing vouchers. You know, it's just a straight giveaway, but nobody never talks about that, and nobody never brings up the fact that that segment of society needs to be more industrious and accountable for themselves.
But how do they do that when you have a situation where the government actually gives corporations a tax advantage to take jobs or potential jobs away from that class of people and send it overseas so their profit margin is greater?
If we're going to count to 10, we can't start at 5. You just started at 5. Why do these companies go overseas? That's the real question.
Cheap labor. And,
well, not only that. They go over there to avoid being put out of business, because we've created an environment in this country where, unfortunately, many companies have to go overseas in order to remain competitive. Why can't we create an environment where they don't have to go overseas in order to remain competitive? They can stay here stateside and be competitive. And here's the thing. And that allows these people that we're having to funnel all this money to through the social services programs to actually have a job. Let's cut back the tax rate on corporations. Let's do all of that so that there won't be any incentive to leave the United States and go to other places. And let's get rid of a lot of the rules that handcuff these corporations and kind of prohibits them from operating the way they need to operate in order to be successful in this capitalist society.
But see, I hear that, and it's hard to argue with it. But on the other hand, when we look at the reality of the situation, a lot of people will say that, but at the same time, over the last two or three decades, maybe four decades, we see a concentration of wealth in the top 1 or 2%.
Can I respond to that?
Under the rules that we say need to be changed to unleash the economy, under those the rules we're talking about, we want to end, all the wealth has been concentrated.
Let me say something about the concentration of wealth. I'm glad you brought that up. Wealth will always be concentrated. You will always have a large amount of wealth that's going to be concentrated amongst a small group of people. You know why? Because it's only a few people in any given society that are willing to put forth the effort necessary to overachieve. Most people are going to do just enough and then complain, why don't I have more?
Okay, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
But people want to demonize
if that is the case, then why do we have corporate welfare? Why do we have legislators, congressmen, whoever else, enacting laws that give them an advantage when they already have an advantage by virtue of their personalities, their work ethic? Why does government have to give them another advantage?
Because those legislators are corrupt and they're in the pockets of those businesses. In particular, let me tell you, those advantages for those businesses have to be created because on one hand, you got the government still in their production, their gains. You know, because if the government would stop reaching in, taking more than what they should, they wouldn't have to extend the corporate welfare on the other end of the spectrum.
But it doesn't stop there.
I like a pure capitalist system. First of all, let me just say this. Let's be as pure capitalist as possible.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is this. Let a company maximize its potential. Let the government step back. Let's get rid of minimum wage. If you can form a monopoly, so be it. That's an incentive for somebody else to come and break that monopoly. I truly believe that.
Okay,
I feel like minimum wage, as it increases, it decreases employment because you can't afford to keep X amount of people. I mean, McDonald's, these people want $15 an hour. Why do you think right now they're developing automated systems so that nobody has to work in McDonald's?
No doubt. Okay, that's fine. And I agree with that.
Fast food, not McDonald's, fast food.
Pure, you know, economics would indicate that the fewer constraints, the fewer rules you have, it frees up people's natural talents and to go, and it all comes together.
And no system is perfect,
right?
But I think capitalism is more capable than any system is more capable of self-correcting, correcting itself. It will work the kinks out as it goes.
But the evidence is not there. The evidence,
actually,
to me is, but think about this.
The
think
evidence
about this.
Is that if man tampers with it, it makes the system look not as good as what it actually is. We just need the opportunity for man to stop tampering with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Men are tampering
with it. For instance, take the recent Supreme Court rulings that affect the economics in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is it only affects it tangentially, but the courts have ruled that the cops don't have a constitutional right to protect citizens. The courts have ruled that evidence obtained in illegal arrests can be used against you. Eminent domain, they strengthen eminent domain. It used to be the government could take your property for a public good. Now they can take it because somebody else can make more money with it.
Right, and that's not good.
They've ruled that money is free speech. They're paving the way for the people who have that money to have more of a say in how this country
I'm
is
I'm fine
run.
With money being free speech.
They've ruled.
I should be able to contribute. If you're candidate X, and I want to contribute $1 million to you, I should be able to do that.
One man, one vote.
See, but you working on the assumption.
The last one is they've ruled that corporations are people. To my mind, when you look at this along with what Congress does, enacting laws that reward corporations for taking jobs overseas, and all these other legislation that comes out of Congress, they're setting the stage for the corporate state. And it may be fine for the 2%. It might be fine for the ruling class because they can make money off of it. But it's not going to work in the long term because eventually you're going to have a situation where people are going to rebel.
What are they rebelling against? Are they rebelling against their lack of being industrious?
No.
Are they rebelling against a rigged system?
They're rebelling against a system.
What's rigged?
I just gave you an example.
Okay, well, hold on. when man begins to interfere with the system, mm-hmm. naturally it is becoming rigged as a result of his interference. That's the reason why I say remove the interference, allow capitalism to work on its own, period. Now, if Joe Blow...
Do unions have a place in this?
Well, you know, personally, I despise unions.
And you hate unions, but how about lobbyists?
Well,
the unions for the rich man.
Well, here, let me ask you a question. Am I a lobbyist? If you're a business owner and I come to you with a proposition and I offer you money and I say, let me insert this cash into your company, and as a result, we're going to make X, Y, Z, and I want this percentage. Haven't I just lobbied you?
Mm-hmm.
I just lobbied you, right?
But if I'm a congressman or somebody and I can pass legislation to benefit your company at the expense of someone else, some other company, or some other group of people, that's what lobbying is.
No. But I'm saying the only type of lobbying should be between individuals, private individuals.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't agree with lobbyists.
Pure evidence to make my point is look at the net worth of the average congressman or senator when they enter office and when they leave.
Absolutely.
Now,
I agree.
Either working in Washington makes you a brilliant investor, or there is a system, a part of the system that rewards you for using your legislative power to enrich them, and then you get a cut.
No, I totally...
That system is completely wrong.
I totally agree that I don't like the idea of lobbyists being able to lobby sitting congressmen and influencing policy and outcomes and things of that nature. So what is the solution as far as dealing with the lobbyists and their influence?
I think we should deport all lobbyists along with the illegal immigrants. But that's just one crossroad that this nation is facing. The other is the progressive and the liberals. Now, it's almost a whole nother show about the social safety net and the trillions of dollars that we've invested. And guess what? The percentage of people living in poverty really hasn't changed that much.
There was a time.
After all the trillions of dollars, it hasn't really changed.
As far as the social safety net, there was a time when the social safety net was not government sponsored.
Yeah, churches.
It was neighbors, churches, friends, yeah. and family. Do I think that is at this point in time in America, 330 million people, do I think that it is absolutely necessary that we have a government-sponsored social safety net? This is going to sound radical as hell. No, I don't. I don't believe
It's not that radical, because I agree with you. Because this is what I see.
I don't think people will let people starve.
Right.
And so on and so forth. Now, we currently do have one, so my interest is in how can we scale it back. The best way to scale it back is by helping those individuals to become more productive, more industrious. And then we work from there and work our way back, because the social safety net has gotten too big. And that social safety net is causing the government to go and lean on industry and corporations in order to fund that social safety net. And then we get the problem of those companies moving overseas, because as a response to having their finances drained in order to fund the social safety net.
And having people raised within a social safety net that doesn't have a work ethic.
And then they
aren't out there actively looking for jobs.
And then they have the government come and saying, well, you need to have a minimum wage of this. And the government's going to keep coming back at every opportunity to increase in minimum wage, telling you, the private citizen that is in business, what you have to pay an individual. No. What I pay an individual should be based on what their value is and what we
Absolutely.
Can negotiate. And because they definitely have a value to me if I'm hiring them.
Right. Well, to my way of thinking, America is at a crossroads. We talked about the fork in the road that leads to a corporate state, the dangers in that. The dangers are going the other way. The other fork in the road to a socialist state is well documented. And we can spend 10 sessions on that. So I don't know. I just see the nation right now in a choice between a corporatist in Donald Trump and the uber progressive and liberal in Hillary Clinton. And I don't know which way it's going to go right now.
Well, let me say, I'm going to speak to a couple things. My first choice was Ted Cruz. I repeat, my first choice was Ted Cruz. But when it becomes between Donald Trump, and I'm not a big fan of Trump's, it's a no-brainer. I'll take Trump over Hillary any day. Any day. Because at least we can attempt to work successfully with Trump. I think he's open to doing the right thing, the more conservative thing, and that the thing that's going to strengthen America. As with Hillary, she has this whole idea of what America wants to be. She wants to radically, fundamentally transform it, just like Obama wanted to do. And let me say this real quick. We're at a crossroads. We either have to choose capitalism or socialism. We know that socialism has never worked anywhere for anybody. We know that capitalism has raised the standard of living and brought the whole world up through modernity and so on and so forth. And without capitalism, we would still be in the dark ages. Globally, the world would be.
You know, I kind of agree with that, but I worry about capitalism wanting to run amok because, you know, too much of a good thing.
No, because man wants to tamper with it. That's the problem.
That's true. Give it some thought, and together, perhaps we can all ensure our country's future history and have it be something we can be proud of.